It essentially seeks to modify some of the definitions of what are termed assault weapons in the SAFE Act. There are a number of changes that have made what were, up until a few weeks ago, perfectly legal sporting firearms. Suddenly, overnight, they became weapons that are banned now for sale in New York State. Most of those characteristics that are identified in the bill, or essentially all of them, are really cosmetic. They're things that are part of the gun that really have no effect on its lethality, its power, anything like that. It's just, you know, like I'd almost liken it to somebody who gets a car and then, you know, likes to get the extra options on it. It doesn't make the car, you know, more powerful or more dangerous. It doesn't turn it into a racing car. It's still the same basic car, but some people just like to add some extra things to it to make it a nicer car, and such is the case, I believe, with many of these assault-style weapons. Now, the reason that I am pursuing this is that there are several firearms that are made in the Remington Arms plant. I represent a good portion of Herkimer County here, where Remington is located, that are affected by this ban, and I think that sends a tremendously negative message to the ownership of Remington Arms, and as you might well expect, we're quite concerned about the future of that manufacturing plant.
Now, did you hear from Remington specifically on these features that are included in this bill?
I have shared with them bill, the contents of the bill, have begun a dialogue. We haven't resolved anything, but I was anxious to get this in. If they have some specific concerns about it, I would be willing to entertain that. But they are aware of it, and I did share the contents of the bill with them and am willing to discuss it, which, by the way, I have a sense that the administration did not have any kind of exchange with Remington before coming forth with this bill, which is one of the many frustrations that I see with it.
Some of the features that you had just said you liken to getting the options on a car, the heated seats, if you will, or the like.
Yeah.
We've got a pistol grip, muzzle brake compensator, thumb hole stock, a barrel shroud, those type of things.
Yeah.
Those who lobby nationally for national assault weapons ban and gun control have lists of why these features would make the weapon more dangerous. For example, the pistol grip would facilitate indiscriminate spray firing. A compensator would facilitate more rapid fire. Do you give any credence to those concerns?
I generally dismiss those. The pistol grip, first of all, you know, I think the whole term assault weapon or assault rifle is a bit of an urban myth. I think, you know, certainly you look at the weapon, and there's no question it's evolved from a very specific military design. It looks pretty nasty, and it has a reputation. But there are some distinctions about what these guns are in the hands of sporting sportsmen. Number one, it does not automatic weapons are banned. I mean, not machine gun style, as you say, spray. Have been banned in the United States for decades. These are semi-automatic weapons that we're talking about, which are available in other types of models that are perfectly legal. I'm told, and I'm certainly not a gun expert, but I'm told by people whose opinions I trust that there are hunting rifles, deer rifles that a typical hunter would have in his gun chest, securely locked up, I might add, that are such much more powerful and have a more hitting power than these weapons. Actually, I would say, as I understand it, the typical AR-15 style, really, it's not something you would even take deer hunting, because it just doesn't have what you need. It's more for target shooting, varmint hunting, and primarily for home protection, which I guess is another aspect of this whole thing the governor has overlooked. My district is a very rural district. I have many people who live in very isolated areas, and they like the notion of having a weapon there that they can depend on if the need should arise.
Now, you're looking for co-sponsors in the assembly, I'm reading, and how's that coming?
Well, we are on a break now. A number of my colleagues are probably away on vacation, so I don't expect a lot of progress on that front this week. I did share a draft of the proposed changes with several of my colleagues in the Assembly Republican Conference, and I've already got pledges of support that they will join on. I really think to go anywhere, obviously, we've got to get some support on the other side of the aisle, and I would anticipate that some of the senators that represent this region that is impacted by the employment levels at Remington would be interested in signing on. I think we have a message here, and I think this is the way to get it out. This bill that was rushed through and used the gimmick of the governor's message of necessity to get rushed onto the floor and voted on, I think the consequence of that is a bill that has a number of technical deficiencies, a number of flaws, and we're really anticipating there are going to be a number of amendments and chapter amendments to this bill as this session moves on, and we'd like this to be put in as part of that list of things that is considered for amendment.